Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. I am, I'm going through my situation for what it is. You know, it's hard to go for that Hollywood dream to be a star in music. You know, I came out here, you know, I'm one of millions, you know. It's belief. It's hard to go for that dream. When I first came out here, I was so ambitious, but I was kind of in a la-la land because people didn't understand what I was doing. I was put in situations where it kept me far away from going for that dream. They thought I was, you know, unfortunately, with my situation, people prejudged me to be really way out or not well, because I had a unique style, and a lot of artists are unique, and I had to fight those illusions and those lies, and still now. And, you know, going on stage and making demos was the key. And sending it to record labels. And then it was my own self-doubts and procrastinations, but I continued to believe. As I got farther, it took me years. And you know what? I did go back to college. I now still get accosted by people saying, give up. You know, the haters, always. They said, it's a hobby. I'm too old. But somebody said they took my song at 100,000. Now, you know, I told everybody I didn't sign anything away. You know, that's impossible. When it's on the copyright, or is what BMI, I'm a BMI songwriter for a long, long time. You know, I would never do that, but that's what the haters do. But I think that from people that I met when I came out here, it's very difficult to pursue a creative career. People tell me to go to American Idol. I said, I don't think that's just as simple because there's a lot of people doing that. It does involve luck, but it does, you know, luck has a factor in this. But what it really does involve persistence and belief. Rejections is normal. I was rejected a lot by a lot of little companies and major labels when I was younger, but I haven't. I try to get what I try to do the last few years of release these albums is to show that I'm in the industry, and I made an industry, so that's a good thing. It took me years to release the album. I mean, I was making demos for years, and I never saw any recognition. It was very hard for me to find a band. The bands broke up, so I haven't done a band or anything in a long while. But I performed on my own. I've been a solo artist, but it's very difficult. My stance is that it's hard to go for that Hollywood dream. There are people in the L.A. When I say L.A., I'm not just in Hollywood, because a lot of struggling artists are in who wants to make it in Hollywood. Are not just in Hollywood, West Hollywood. They're in the San Fernando Valley. They're in the city of L.A. They're in downtown L.A. I'm in one of those areas of San Gabriel Valley. They come, or Pasadena, or wherever. I'm in one of those areas where I come, still looking for their break at all ages. There are many people who are elderly who are still writing and making music, think they can make it. All shapes and sizes. Because that's what the dream is, to go for that dream and belief. And it's hard to go for that dream. The thing is that It's true that very few people get to the top very soon, and it is true that for most of those people who have that dream, it takes a very long time. It could take their whole lifetime, 30 years, 50 years, whatever, 20 years. It's misfortune, is a lot of suffering. A lot of people have perished, lost their lives because of it. A lot of dreams have been taken away by criminals and by self-undoing or self-destructive behaviors. I'm one of those people where it's taking a very long time. And I'm not going to, because I've been doing it so long, to stop. But I have to know as a human being at time, you know, keep up with the time and awareness of what's going on around me. Because my life has been horrible throughout my life because I haven't been through so much suffering because of it, but also outside of music. But in spite of it all, it's very difficult, I had to continue. So people just say, use my songs or undermine my potential as a singer, a songwriter, musician. They said I didn't earn it after doing it for several years. And I have nothing to prove in that matter of how much time I put into it. That shows the narcissism potentially antisocial, sociopathic personalities that they have. They have no respect for someone who suffered, who put in the time and hard work. You know, when you write those demos, you write the song, and you put it on the airways, and if you sing it, whether live or YouTube or whatever, videos, and if you put it performing, whether you did it a long time ago or not or whatever, and you did it for a long time, you paid your dues, and I paid mine. It's just another incident where I got a lot of Hollywood hopefuls. I'm one of them. The dream-killing machine of haters who want to take away my dream, take it away, hurt me, stop me, stomp me, or try to undermine my potential, or at the same time want to steal and hinder my talents. So I heard they said they got $100,000, you know, and they said I ain't paying nothing that I didn't sign or anything, you know. Today, the other day, I think because I do have some fame, I guess I am a celebrity. I realize truly I am a celebrity because I'm on YouTube. Anybody who's on YouTube, anybody who's got a video on Vivo, you're famous. That the crazy people came around me. They told me give up and be a social worker, and I'm not a social worker. I don't know why I never really was. That's for somebody who really want to be a social worker. Give up and be something else. Give up, be as part of the dream-killing machine. Trying to take away my dreams, hinder me, be an evil person. And you know, the crazy people that I came across, and I went somewhere and they were screaming at me from a car for no reason. They didn't want me to... not only do that, as I mentioned before, I'm not on this planet to be a victim or just a broken dreamer. I'm on this planet to see my dreams come true. You know, a lot of it is like money. It takes a lot of money to do things. It takes luck. But in spite of it all, no matter what happens, well, I hope it, you know. I ain't going to say no matter what, it had to happen, you know. I had to keep going for that dream. I got the talent. Really, the person who can make my dreams happen is me. It's not the haters. The haters don't have no control over what decisions I do. I'm an adult. And my dream did come true by releasing it to the public because it is worldwide. All my music is worldwide. So that is a dream that came true. So I will continue in my own way of dealing with this. I've been through all that stuff. People say, oh, you didn't perform. I performed at those clubs. I was out there singing for years. COVID came in a way and just knocked everything out. It's hard to sing with COVID or whatever else. I will continue to dream. And I will continue to go for it. Yes, I'm an indie artist. No, I didn't get to the next level, but I will continue to go for it. Dreams can come true to those who persist, even if it takes a whole lifetime. And practically it has. I practically have put so much effort into it, but I also suffered so much atrocities, verbally, attacks, and so on, for no reason, because I simply have a talent, or because of someone else's jealousy of my potential. Or, if it ain't that, people think, oh, you're wasting your time or trying to control me, trying to make me be something that I'm not. I get it all the time. I've written a book about it. They say I can't sing. They listen to my legacy songs. They say I cannot sing a note, and that's not true. They say I can't play a tune. They say I need to give up. I'm out of touch with reality. No, not for the creator. You tell that to millions of creators out here of all age, shapes, and sizes. You got another thing coming. Now, with music, as I told you, I don't want to discuss about songwriting, you know, because I know they make up lies. You can look at me on BMI, Broadcast Music, BMI, and look up Death Knight and look at all the songs I've written. I've written all kinds of songs. There are 272 songs, but I actually written thousands. The truth is I'm a very open-minded person. But I keep an open mind with my music. Pop, I'm a pop singer with rock. And I was a rock artist and became, you know, rock with pop and then became pop. So I hope to release a little movie. I don't know how it's going to come about. I don't just want to release it to YouTube because that's not the way. A movie with new songs in it. It's going to take me to the end of this year or a while. I release enough material to last a lifetime. I released 7 albums, so that is a dream come true. I have to continue to do it. That's who I am. That's who I am. I'm going for my dream. I can't let someone take it away. Good day, good night from Death Knights.